Tennesseans have softened their opposition to medical marijuana in recent years, and the candidates for governor reflect that change in public opinion. Although none is calling to legalize cannabis outright, several say the state ought to consider allowing it for people who have serious health issues. As part of our series of questions for the people who hope to be Tennessee's next governor, WPLN's Chas Sisk asked this: are there circumstances under which Tennesseans ought to be allowed to possess and use marijuana?
Many debates break down along party lines, but differences over medical marijuana turn on whether people think there truly are benefits. Former Nashville Mayor Carl Dean is one who believes that there may be some.
If the medical profession says there's an identifiable, concrete reason why this could help with someone's care, I think that should be permitted. I certainly would not want the state, if there's medical evidence and medical profession supporting it, standing in the way of people receiving relief from their suffering.
Dean's main opponent for the Democratic nomination, House Minority Leader Craig Fitzhugh, agrees. And so does House Speaker Beth Harwell, a Republican. On the other end of the spectrum are businessman Bill Lee and Congressman Diane Black. They say alternatives to marijuana should be used instead. Black describes marijuana as a gateway drug and dismisses claims that smoking it can be beneficial. We reached her by phone in Washington.
Medical marijuana is what I think that the item of du jour is today that's being talked about. And there's no valid scientific research that shows that smoking marijuana helps the medical condition.
The National Institutes of Health more or less agrees. They say more research is needed. In between are former State Senator Mae Beavers, a staunch social conservative, and businessman Randy Boyd. Both say they'd accept medical marijuana, though they add a caveat. It'd first have to get federal approval, currently a long shot. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chas Sisk.
Throughout the campaign, we'll be asking the candidates about a variety of issues critical to voters. You can read all of their answers at WPLN.org.